Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Portland Pilot Show. We do this show every Monday night at 10 p.m., about 10:02, actually, we get on the air, to be accurate. It's a lot of fun to do this show. It's got a huge listening audience. Of course, we take a little time off in the spring, summer, and right after Labor Day, we will not be taking any time off, period. There's so much going on. It's not to slight anybody, but we need to give Jason Breaux a little rest. The guy works so darn hard. It isn't even funny, and he's a great guy, and he's the star of this show. And by the way, I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. But as I said, Jason Breaux is the star of this show. He is terrific. He's the associate AD at the University of Portland, and I'm very jealous because he also is a graduate of the University of Portland. Good evening, Jason, and how are you?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. You are a pleasure. Huge audience tonight, Jason. See, we take a couple weeks off, and people are crying for pilot athletics. We're going to talk about the Terry Porter start his air a little bit, Jason. But what about the spring sports? Give us a little update on how things are going. And it appeared to be a very good year for spring sports overall, and a big win for the baseball team last week.
Yeah, absolutely. Snapping the streak against Oregon State, which was great to do that down at Kaiser Stadium. And, you know, they kind of hit a little bit of a midseason wall with some injuries like we talked about before, but they've done a nice job in this first year in terms of changing the culture and just another peg in the cap to continue to build off the program. And, you know, they'll close out their season this weekend with three games against St. Mary's. We got a doubleheader Friday and then senior day on Sunday. And besides that, track and field still has outdoor regionals and nationals, a lot of qualifiers from the pilots for the regional end, a couple already national qualifiers, so exciting about that. But other than that, all the sports are pretty much wrapped up. Men's tennis had a great spring where they finished third and tied for third in the conference and advanced to the WCC semifinals. So it's been a good spring, and we're coming down to it to have the last few events here coming up later this month.
Jason, you've talked about some of the athletes that you love them all, but some of the special ones that you've seen graduate, but over the years. But on the other hand, I imagine it's pretty emotional and tough for you to have a senior day. That's a tough thing for somebody that's close to any program.
Yeah, it's bittersweet. I mean, you love to see the players develop both as athletes, but also as students and people, and you can see their growth and you see them kind of being concluding what you hope and what usually is very successful careers. So that's always fun to honor them and recognize them, but it also can be emotional and you know, different players. And, some of them will continue on and play, and some of them, this may be their last time of actually competing. So that can be a real emotional time. And so you hope they're going out with kind of a great experience. And I think most of them do, but you hate to see them go, but you like to see them, kind of put a feather in the cap of a great collegiate career.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you've had a lot of changes with coaches in the past couple years, and they've all really shined. And baseball, as you alluded to, has a new manager this year, a brand new head coach, and he's kind of come out firing. And as you said, had the injury bug hit, which, you know, Jason, your comment on injuries, people always say, well, you can't use them as an excuse. Coaches love to say that. But quite frankly, I'm the opposite view. You can use them as an excuse. You know, if you lose, like in basketball, you lose two starters, you know, that's 40% of your team. That's a big impact.
Yeah, and I mean, every program deals with it, and I think just the severity of it sometimes comes down to depth. And I think for the baseball team this spring, the players that went down were really impactful players, and the fact that, you know, you have some roster turnover and new coaching staff come in and they haven't quite gotten all their guys in, the talent level behind some of those key players really made it thin. And so when you lose three position starters, including your you know, number three hitter, who's probably your best all-around player, and your best freshman, who's, you know, hit two home runs in this first home game at Joe Etzel Field, and you lose some pop in your lineup like that when you already probably recognize you're pretty thin. That's very impactful to your point. And, you know, I think it gets to the point where in the next 2 or 3 years, those injuries might happen again, but I think the team will be built to sustain it and be able to compete a little better if that were to happen. And, you know, Coach Loomis and Coach Swenson and Valentine, they're not using it necessarily as an excuse. And but, you know, I think that's the reality to your point. The reality is when those things hit, that's tough to overcome, especially if you're not very deep.
Yeah, it very is. Your assessment, and you're a great analyst of sports, not only producing all the things that you do in the operations, but you really know sports. How did it work out with the lights this year, your assessment?
I think it's good. I mean, it's great from – I mean, the thing that everyone's going to point to externally is the value it brings, you know, being able to play night games for the fans. But I think internally, the greater value is the flexibility it gives us, you know, to be able to practice at night, to be able to work around class schedules, to be able to work around our kids' schedules, to have – you know, a place where you can go and get some extra work in after hours, you know, a place where you can manage that along with the field turf. Whereas before, imagine not having lights and then having to deal with the Pacific Northwest weather where you might not be able to get out on the field and practice. So I think over the last few years with the addition of the AstroTurf as well as the lights, it's really opened up a lot of opportunities for our baseball program to be able to compete and develop, you know, much more than they've ever been able to before.
But let's get to another hot topic at the University of Portland. Jason, I do a Sunday night show with Jovan Alford out of Philadelphia, a person I've kind of mentored a little bit. He's going to be a rising star in the journalism world. He's a graduate of LaSalle. And so he calls me the other day, Jason, you'll love this. And he says, well, I was talking to some ex-76ers at kind of a function, and he says, the topic come up, man, they're really rooting for Terry Porter all the way out there in Portland. The Terry Porter signing is kind of, it's all around, and it's not let up.
No, it hasn't, and it's remarkable, and I kind of have many of those similar experiences where, you know, it's not just local, it's national appeal. He's, you know, he's carried himself so well throughout his, you know, playing career and post-playing career that he's so well respected in basketball circles that, you know, I haven't really ran into anybody who's not rooting for him. And so that's a great benefit to have when you got people who are on your side, people who are pushing and helping your program. And it's crazy even for me, as you know, I kind of handle all the media and appearance requests and everything. And so I'm getting all those. And it seems like every 3 days something else comes up unprovoked where, you know, I just, you know, he's nominated for Father of the Year from the American Diabetes Association, which I had no idea about, found out about yesterday. And, you know, our department partners with the Portland Timbers on kind of their Stand Together Volunteerism Week. So, you know, our Karina Handlin, our external relations associate AD, sends out an email to the entire athletics department staff and says, hey, you know, it'd be great if we can have, you know, about 50 volunteers at these various functions. And Terry Porter is the first one to basically say, hey, I want to go and serve food to the homeless. And we're, you know, we kind of go, well, Terry, you know, we know you're really busy. You don't necessarily have to if you want to send an assistant coach. And he's like, no, I want to do that. And that's just who he is. And so it's refreshing, really, to, you know, we work around a lot of good people, as you know, and many of the coaches that we work with are great. And to know that there's substance behind just maybe what the perception is. It's not just a perception. I think there's true substance to what he is as a person. And I think that will translate well into his fit at the University of Portland and hopefully to a blossoming career that everyone can really get behind and root for.
And, you know, Jason, you experienced it at University of Portland as a student. I experienced it at Linfield. And I'm not labeling University of Portland. It's a major institution, but it's small school a little bit. And let's face it, as is Linfield, and there's just something special about athletics on a smaller campus. It's just special, and I think that's a fit for Terry Porter as well.
Absolutely, and I think when success happens, and you've seen it with Linfield football and the great success they have, and we've seen it at our place with women's soccer and even cross country to a certain extent, when when teams like that or programs like that that you want to root for actually have great success, and I'll even say Gonzaga's kind of taken it to a whole other level, it's really the bandwagon starts getting big really quick. And you just need to kind of have that breakthrough, and people want to support you. They want to support the good student athletes and the good coaches and the underdog stories. And, you know, just inherently being from a smaller school relative to a lot of the peers that we compete against, same with Linfield, you know, those are the teams that people want to root for. And, you know, even if they're not going to the game every weekend, they want to track them, they want to support them, and you just have to give them a reason to. And Linfield's done a great job with their football program of giving people a reason to support them, and they've continued to sustain it. I think Gonzaga and the Northwest from a basketball perspective has done that. You know, we've done that with soccer, and now we're trying to do it in some other sports, and I think we have some pretty good coaches in place now that can hopefully bridge the gap and create that excitement and that translates to success.
And so far that coaching staff is pretty darn good, too, with Mike Burns and Ben Johnson. I know you're going to name another coach probably very soon, the third assistant, Kramer Knudsen, coming back, correct, as the director of ops. That's going to be one heck of a basketball staff.
Yeah, very good staff. You know, you mentioned Mike Burns, and then Ben has not officially been announced yet. There's some background checks, but, you know, we expect that to be official very soon, and he'll bring a great dynamic and a great great experience, just like Mike Burns is bringing. Kramer's got the institutional knowledge, and he's been great during this transition. We'll keep Tim Grass, our video guy, for some continuity in the video breakdown, who we got from the Trailblazers, and so that's good. And there's some good support staff around, and, you know, Terry's son Malcolm is committed, and that's exciting. And this week, people are starting to come in. The players for summer school are showing up. It was hilarious. Kramer Knudsen drives probably the smallest car on campus, and Philip Hartwich, our 7'1", 250-pound center, got out of it. I think it was the two biggest guys I've seen get out of a small car as I was leaving the office on earlier today. It was pretty hilarious vision, actually. And Sharemaker, the Australian, is back on campus as well. So it's exciting to see guys like Rashad Jackson and Jazz Johnson and Xavier Hallinan, and pretty much most all the guys are here with the exception of the newcomers, and they'll be here at second session summer. So they're getting acclimated. They're all getting to know the new coaches, and the new coaches are getting to know them, and it's an exciting time for Pilot basketball.
Jason, put your analyst hat back on for a second. And I know you do. I always tell people you're great on the road. I wish you'd do the home games too. You're great on the road as an analyst with Jason Swigard and formerly with the great Bill Johnson. But what is the one, if you had to only choose one single thing outside of he's going to be an outstanding coach, what's the one biggest impact that Terry Porter's had since being named as the head coach of the Portland Pilots men's basketball team?
The obvious answer is just kind of the buzz that's around the program, like you talked about earlier. You know, we've just seen an unbelievable buzz. And from a basketball perspective, I just think the excitement around the guys, just being around the guys when they got to meet Coach Porter and got to play for the first few times in front of them. I think it's just a fresh start for a lot of guys that, you know, maybe were frustrated or just, you know, it wasn't going the way they thought it could, or you know, the team wasn't performing at the level they thought they collectively could. I think now, and it's no knock on the previous staff, it's just the reality of having a fresh opportunity. And, you know, I think Terry's messaging to them has been about, you know, hey, it's open. It's open competition right now. Everyone has a chance. Come and prove yourself. There's no preconceived notions that we're bringing in. You know, we got to get better defensively, collectively, and I think you're going to see a focus on that. But I think it's just there's an excitement around the team where the guys just feel like, okay, like maybe it hasn't gone the way we wanted to or expected to, but now we got a chance with a new chapter. And then bringing in the excitement that Terry brings externally, I think, you know, the fan base is going to grow just instantly just because of what he brings and the value he has in the market. And I think that translates, and I think the guys see that and are excited about that. The campus is excited about that. So I think you put that all together, and this is a great opportunity here for our basketball program.
Yeah, and you know, getting back into the Linfield factor, and I apologize for that, but there's something Terry Porter was a star in the NBA. Maybe a lot of the young people don't know that, but he was big time. He hit big time shots. He was an all-star. He was tremendous. And I kind of looked a little bit about, you know, when Linfield hired Scott Brosius as their baseball coach. The guy was MVP of the World Series, won four World Series. George Steinbrenner, one of his top five favorite players of all time. And that has a little psychological impact, I think. And I think it's going to help be that way with the Pilots.
Yeah, well, I think players relate to that, and they see success. And, you know, fair or unfair, I think they respond to that better. You know, I think the same thing can be said about what built the women's or the men's women's soccer program at UP with Clive Charles. You know, he was a professional. He grew up in England and played at the highest level. And then came and kind of helped establish the Portland Timbers. So that resonates, and that really carries extra weight when you're on the recruiting trail and when you're developing players and, you know, you're motivating and challenging players to be the best that they can be. When you have that in your back pocket, you can say, I've done it at this level. You don't even have to say it. You know, it's just there and they know it. That resonates really well with young people that want to push themselves and get better.
All right, I'm always big. A final question, Jason, as you know better than anybody about promoting the game. I saw 151 college basketball games last year. This year I'm going for 160 start to finish, and I love promoting the game. So anything we can look forward to that you can reveal that might happen at either a men's or women's Pilot game this year, something that is going to really grab people besides the fact that they're going to be looking down in those men's games as Terry Porter on the sideline?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're still building out some plans, but there's some excitement being built around the following year with the Phil Knight Invitational. Terry and Tom Izzo and Dana Altman are going to be speaking on behalf of it this Thursday at an event at the 9. So I think we're going to try to build some marketing plans around opportunities to get tickets for that. And then I think, you know, I'll give you – I don't think we've mentioned it yet, but we have secured our home opener, a regular season home opener. It'll be against UC Riverside on November 11th, and that's a game we're going to try to get a great crowd out to. We're working with John Spolstra on a few – marketing and promotional type things to try to sell out 3 or 4 games. So I think what you're going to see is we're going to bump out and have much wider concession offerings, both in numbers and what's presented. We're going to move a lot of our pregame events over to the new Pilot House, which is a beautiful facility. There's going to be some rearrangements both in arena and kind of around the arena to make it look a little nicer. So I think it's going to be, I think refreshed would be a great word to use. In the game experience. And I think people who have been coming for a while are going to really like it and be impressed. And I think maybe people coming for the first time will as well. So I think it's just going to be a fun year with a great home schedule, a lot of home games, Far West Classic back on the docket, and just a lot of excitement to promote throughout November, December, and then starting the conference play in late December.
I said as a final question, it's not, and then I got a little laughable comment for you, but is that other teams been selected besides Oregon State for the Far West Classic?
Not yet. They're narrowing it down. There's a few options, so they're narrowing it down. So we can't officially mention which schools yet, but, you know, looking most likely going to be, you know, a low to mid-major as well as a high major, and then both us and Oregon State are planning on playing each of them. And so if we can avoid the five teams in a doubleheader, that would be preferred. I think that's the direction it's probably going to go.
Great. And by the way, November 11th, you said, for the men's home opener against UC Riverside.
That's correct. Yep.
Very good. And you know what? Here's the laughable thing. Is this correct? You can validate this, Jason. We do not talk before the program, right?
That is correct.
Okay, I'm sitting at my desk here, and guess what's right in front of me? No one would ever guess that you brought him up. Ice to the Eskimos, one of John Spolstra's greatest books of all time, and he's a great author besides great sports marketer, the best of all time, and success is just one wish away. And I'm just finishing success is just one wish away one more time, so – How ironic that you would bring up John Spolstra, one of my closest friends, and I'm proud of that.
He's a great, great man and a great sports marketer, and anytime we get an opportunity to pick his brain, we will take advantage of it. And this is another one of those situations where I think the impact of Terry coming on and the opportunity there has just drawn a lot of people in that want to get on board and help us make it grow.
Very good, Jason. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. Fabulous job per usual. And we've got a huge audience once again tonight for this program. And the reason is you make it great. And I can't thank you for doing it. And I think we're bringing a lot of attention to the pilots. And we've got a lot of great tools to work with, including you being on this show. So we're going to keep it rolling. We'll take a few weeks off during the summer, never more than two in a row. And then we'll be back with vengeance in the fall. But have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Thanks, Craig. Go Pilots.
You betcha. That's Jason Breaux, the Associate Athletic Director at University of Portland. We do this show every Monday night at this same time. Thanks for listening, everybody, and do not forget to make your free throws. Remember, if you can't listen live to this show, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Fabulous Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com. Punch in the Portland Pilot Show, and you'll get every single show we've ever done. Good night, everyone, and thanks for listening. You're fabulous.